Welcome to Backstage Money, Real World Finance for Musicians. Look, you didn't pick up a guitar or step behind a mic because you love spreadsheets. You did it because music runs through your veins. But keeping that dream alive, that takes more than riffs and late night rehearsals. It takes money. And that's the part nobody really talks about, you know? I'm your host, Jason K. Powers, and this show is all about pulling back the curtain on how musicians actually survive the business side of chasing their passion. So here's the deal. Nobody hands you a how not to go broke as a musician manual. You're usually left figuring it out on the fly. Touring on gas money and dollar menu meals just to play for a handful of fans. Many of you have been there. Fronting thousands for an album you hope pays back someday. Yeah, that's the norm a lot of the time. And let's be real, labels can take 50 to 85% of your revenue. 85. Now, I'm not here to badmouth labels. They're here. They've launched a lot of careers. They put artists on stages they might never have reached otherwise and done a lot of good for a lot of people. But what if you could keep more of that money in your pocket? What if there was another way to fund your music without giving up so much control? Because whether you're signed or staying independent, the money pressure is real. And if you're indie, streaming's paying you a fraction of a penny per play. So do the math. A million streams might not even cover your studio bill. So what do a lot of musicians do? Well, they rack up credit cards at 20, 30% interest just to keep the music going. Crazy, right? So meanwhile, behind the scenes, musicians are swapping survival hacks. What works, what doesn't. But those combos stay backstage until now. So every week, I'm sitting down with the people living it. Musicians, managers, producers, even the folks running venues and merch tables. They're gonna share the raw stories, what it's really like to balance art and money without losing your soul in the process. No boring lectures, no financial guru nonsense, just real world insights mixed with a few hard lessons and hopefully a laugh or two along the way. All right, so here's the play. Our first episode drops this November. So hit that follow or subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That way you're first in line when we kick this thing off. And hey, if you know a musician or insider with a story worth telling, hit me up. I'd love to get them on the show. All right, this is Backstage Money, Real World Finance for Musicians. I'm Jason K. Powers. Subscribe now. Let's figure out how to keep both the music and the money alive.